I'd like to welcome Pastor Mutombo from Uganda, a friend of our church, to come on up and share with us. Thank you, Pastor. The Lord is with you. So just share your heart with us, brother.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. It's been about, 2 years since I was last here, but I came back with joy and celebration because I have been speaking over and over whenever I come here about my lovely wife-to-be. Then, we're now 2 months married. Grace, could you please stand up? I keep on apologizing to her and to myself because whenever I go to the bathroom to have a shower and to freshen up, I pull up my ring and put it on the shower. So I left it there. So she was asking me, "Where's your ring?" I just couldn't say nothing. When Dwayne came to pick us up, I said, "I apologize, but since I'm going to preach, please don't just take it easy with me." So we're really glad to be here. We come visiting a church. Can I say up in Hagerstown or down in Hagerstown? I don't know which is up in Hagerstown. We're here. We're glad to be here. And we're enjoying our marriage 2 months down the road. And there are a lot of prospects. And we love each other to death. Amen. Could you say a prayer? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this morning. Great time. Thank you for the privilege of being in your house. What an honor, what a blessing, what a privilege to be in your house. The Bible says, I was glad that I was told that let us go to the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful time, beautiful weather, and this lovely congregation. We celebrate you for the many things you've done, what you're doing, and what you're still going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Last year when I was here, I talked about faith. We went the book over Hebrews chapter 11, and I want to kind of just continue with where we ended the other time. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13. Hebrews 11 and verse 13. It says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." Hebrews 11:13, I'll repeat, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." The other time I was here, I talked about the first. I look at all those four phrases as principles of faith. And the other time I was here, I talked about how faith is able to see afar off. Today I want to speak about the embracing aspect of faith. We all understand that we owe our Christian life and pilgrimage to the component of faith. Faith is an intangible asset, and even as scripture says, it is impossible to please God without faith. From the Greek, it means conviction, it means expectation, it means assurance, it means confidence, it means belief, reliance on Christ, and constant confession. Faith is the womb in which the seeds of our dreams are nurtured and they're incubated. It is the weapon, the invisible force that moves God to act on our behalf. It jacks us when we fall, supports us when we wobble, and shields us against satanic arrows. Faith can be looked at as our sixth sense, helping us to preview the spiritual world and unlock what is hidden. Paul describes it as a shield, as a door, as a mystery, as a breastplate, and as a law. It is the currency of God's kingdom, and it's the means through which we transact with God. Without faith, it's impossible to interact with the spiritual God. However, if our faith is to be fully operative, there are principles it should abide by. And the last time I was here, I talked about the aspect of sight in faith. And God keeps on asking us those questions. What do you see? Do you see your healing? Do you see your miracle? Do you see your opportunity? Before things can be revealed and released in the physical realm, they're first of all born in the spiritual realm. That is why he asked Jeremiah, "Jeremiah, what do you see?" And he told him, "I see an almond tree." He said, "You have seen well. I'm watching over my word to perform it." Today I want us to look at the aspect of embracing, where the scripture says, "And these having not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, they were persuaded of them, and they embraced them." The word embrace means to clasp. It means to fold. It means to welcome in this particular verse. It means to embrace, to clasp, and to fold. The implication is when we are persuaded about something or about someone, you're able to welcome and clasp them in your bosom. Our persuasion about God's promises leads us to clasp, fold, and welcome them in our hearts. What we see, we are persuaded of, and we clasp it. That is, we embrace it. This passage will help us understand the principle of embrace in faith. Turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 19, 1 up to verse 3. Genesis 19, 1 up to verse 3. Genesis 19, verse 1 through verse 3. I want us to look at the aspect of embracing. Faith always embraces. After having seen the promises, they were persuaded of them and embraced them. They clasped them. They saw, they were persuaded, and they embraced. Genesis 19, 1 through 3. "And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate at Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, Behold now, my Lord, stand in, I pray you, into your servant's house. And tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and they entered into his house, and met them. He made them a feast, and he did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat." The four things I want to share in respect of the principle or the aspect of embrace in faith that tailors into this particular passage. When Lot is met by these angels that have come to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, there is something happened. Something happened with him about them that changed his course of direction. He designed them. That is my first point. He drew them in. He detained them. And he dressed for them. I'll repeat again. He designed them. He drew them in. He detained them. And he dressed for them a meal. And that is what the aspect of embrace means when it comes to faith. Notice when Lot sees the angels coming towards the gate of Sodom, he quickly rises to meet them. He was cognizant of the timing and opportunity that was beforehand, and he made sure that he seizes it. It's important to be perceptive and responsive to God's timing and the opportunities that come our way. That is how we're able to embrace the promise of God. It's one thing to see in the spiritual realm, to see what God is doing, to see, to feel the inoculations of the Spirit within you, to sense the atmosphere of healing, to sense the atmosphere of blessing. It's another thing to embrace it. So what Lot did was not only see the angels and keep them at bay and say, "Yes, I have seen the angels coming my way," but he took a step and he embraced them. He discerned the situation. He discerned the season. When he sees them, he took an opportunity. He saw this as an opportunity to embrace. He responded to the timing of God. Genesis 19:1, "And there came two angels to Sodom." We have just read evening. "And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them," that is the first step of faith. Faith sees. "He bowed himself towards the ground. He discerned the atmosphere. And I believe in a time and age when God is doing many things. He's moving upon us. He's moving around us. He's changing nations, touching lives, impacting us, causing us to draw closer to Him in different ways, in repentant ways, in seeking Him, in restoration, in provision. God wants us to have that foresight, that insight within us. But besides that, He wants us to be able to embrace the opportunities that come our way, to embrace the joy He's giving us, to embrace the peace that He's giving us. As long as we are in the world, we shall have tribulation. We shall have sorrow. But there is that peace that comes from God. And we're not just going to see it in Scripture. We're not going to see it on the other side as somebody shares. It's time for us to reach out to those angels. That peace. That promise. That healing. And say, Lord, I take what is mine in Jesus' name. And that is what the Lord did. He discerned the atmosphere. And then my second point is that He drew them in. When the encounter took place, Lot moves to stage number two of imploring them into his house. He discerned the atmosphere and then He drew the angels in. For a while they acted as though they wouldn't come in. But His persistence paid off and they accepted His invite. This scenario is similar to how we welcome God's promises in our hearts and the resistance we face from the spirits of doubt, fear, and unbelief. Many a time when God wants to do things in our lives, the enemy will try to rock our boat. He will try to keep us from the focus of what is drawing towards us. He will keep us from the focus of our peace. He will make you look around, not on the object. And as long as Lot was focused on the angels, he was going to get his prize. Because the moment he missed the opportunity of the angels coming in his house, he was going to perish in Sodom. And I believe the opportunities in many areas God draws towards us. We are in a season of time when God wants to heal, when God wants to change, when God wants to restore. But He wants us to discern the moment. And not stop at point A, stage A. He wants us to draw the moment into our lives. Because He makes all things beautiful in His time. And the Bible says in verse 2:19, Genesis 19:2, and He said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house. I want you to contextualize the house as your life, as your temple, as your family. This was a physical house, but I want you to put it in perspective. Lord, I welcome you into that area of my life that I need you. And He say, tarry all night and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go your ways. And they said, no, but we will abide in the street all night. God will oftentimes want to see how sincere and how willing we are to go the extra mile. That is why the story in the gospel where Jesus was on the same boat with the disciples and the rains came down and the whole boat became tumultuous as the winds kept on blowing. He was in the boat and they were rocking so hard and throwing all the tear and wear off the ship. But he was asleep. He knew what he was doing. And as long as they toiled on their own, everything was going berserk. But the moment they implored him, the moment they welcomed him, the moment they said, we want you to take a step, we feel this is beyond our reach. And that is what God is challenging us in our time. As long as we are going to navigate the waters of life, where we are right now, we do not see where tomorrow takes us. But as long as we are able to invite God's promises and say, you are my provider, you are my source, you are my strength, He is going to rise up to the occasion and do the God thing in our lives. So as he draws them, something happens again. He detains them. He detains them. It was not a walkthrough. Even as we come to have fellowship in church, it's always good for us to detain God, to take that moment of time when we let His presence simmer in our lives. We don't rush in and out of God's presence. And that's the same thing God wants to do in our lives. He wants us to abide. Lot's next assignment was to detain or have them settle in his house for a night. And that is what they wanted. Like Lot, God wants us to prepare and position our hearts to experience the promises that in His reach. The presence of God makes a big difference. The moments of worship, the moments of prayer, the moments of praise are supposed to simmer in our lives. He wants us to attain Him to a point where we feel nothing else matters except Him. His presence in His presence is life and fullness of joy. Folks, it doesn't matter what your mind and your body is saying or what you're going through, but as long as we're able to generate the atmosphere of detaining God, there's moments of time when we feel we're desperate, when we're cornered, we're between a rock and a hard place and we see no way out. His presence, His promises, His life are going to make a difference in our lives. As long as the angels were in the house, it didn't matter what was outside. It didn't matter what other voices, what other beckonings were outside. As long as the angels were in Lot's house, that is what mattered the most. And as you picture yourself surrounded, I don't know what it is right now you may be going through or you may be experiencing. It may be fear. It may be uncertainty. But as long as you and I are able to draw and to detain the promises of God in our lives, God will do the God thing in us. He will change. He will heal. He will restore. He will lift. He will translate us into His image. And when these promises are detained, they become a protection that guards our destiny. Look at how things are beginning to fall in place with Lot. 1 minute ago, he saw the angel. He sees the angel standing outside. And they had come purposely to save his family. He didn't stop there. He draws them in. That is how faith embraces. He draws them in. When he draws them in, they try to resist and say, no, you know what? We're just passing through. We're just passing through. And that is what happens at times when we seek on God. When we call on Him. At times He hides, like the book of Isaiah says. You hide on the left. That's what Job said. I can see on the left. I can see on the right. I'm paraphrasing. But I know you are near. God wants us to take a step deeper. To go a little bit farther. To cast our nets in the deeper end. And that is when we actually experience the beauty of Him. When the deep in us calls on the deep in Him. Genesis 19:2. I pray you turn into your servant's house and tarry all night and wash your feet. He gave them the reception, the invite. They didn't stop in the living room. They went into the bedroom. They had access to the other rooms of His house. If we're going to get the best from God, He wants us to open up our lives. Not just the state of our mind, He wants our hearts. He wants every avenue of us. He wants to be able to settle down. He wants to sit and speak to us. And when that happened, it brings me to point number 4. When He detained them, He was able to dress for them. That's what the King James says. And He pressed upon them greatly, verse 3. And they turned into Him and entered into His house. And He made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread. And they did it. That's the King James language. He dressed, He made a meal for them. The promises of God would love to settle in a house or heart that is open and ready for them. Embrace is about creating an atmosphere of intense fellowship and communion with the promises. The Word of God is alive. It is active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It is alive. It is a living organism, spiritual organism. And God wants us to have fellowship with His Word. We have those moments where we ponder, we meditate. When the promises sit in our lives, they are able to generate because they are seed in us. There are many things God has spoken into my life and I believe into the lives of many people that are seated here. And some of these things seem in the natural mind way off. But as long as we are able to draw them, to embrace them, I keep on saying that over and over, after having seen the promises, Hebrews 11:13, and they were persuaded of, they embraced them. They detained them. They saw the city, but they had to make sure it was within them. What they saw became reality in their lives. If we're going to see change, God impacting our lives, moving us to new levels, is when we're able to take the promises out of the pages of our Bible, and they become real. Like John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. There is an aspect where the seed, where the Word of God becomes flesh. The promises will then feed off the atmosphere we have created, and it will birth results in us. I repeat that. When the promises of God, the Word of God, is embraced in our lives, it feeds off the atmosphere of expectation, the atmosphere of praise, the atmosphere of worship, the atmosphere of positiveness, where we create positive energy. And when it feeds off that, then we're going to see the results of change, the results of hope. There will be a smile on your face. Instead of depression, you always be smiling in your storm. And that is the challenge God is living with us. We may be walking through a storm, but we can still be able to say, my God is able. My God is a healer. My God is a deliverer. My God is faithful. My God moves mountains. When we come here to worship God, the worship should not be coming out of our mouths. The worship should be coming out of our bellies. This is just the vent. We should be able to embrace the songs in our spirit, man, and bellow them out of our lips. When that happens, then we have created the atmosphere for the promises of God to be realistic. I believe there is a lot for us, for you and I, to learn from the patriarchs, from the men and women of old. They were able to do tremendous things, like Hebrews said, and they are written on the in the scriptures wall of fame. They were able to shut the mouths of lions, to go through burning fires, simply because they believed God. They took hold of those promises and they injected them in the bosom of their spirits. And in this 21st century, in the midst of the hullabaloo, in the midst of all the rigor and the pain and the challenges, the enemy has come out full throttle against the church. He's come out to fight us on different lengths. It is time for us to hold one of the greatest weapons in our lives, the Word of God and the promise of God. His promises are yes and amen. And once we're able to embrace them, I keep repeating that, embrace them in our bosoms, because you cannot embrace what you haven't seen. They saw the promises, they were persuaded of them, and they embraced them. We see the promises with our spiritual eyes. We're able to relate to them and say, that belongs to me. That promise is mine. He's faithful. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. Then that becomes part of your life. You embrace it. Lot embraced the angels. He moved them in that closest recess of his life. And when he was able to embrace them, scriptures tell us that they were able to reveal what they came for. I believe there are many things God wants to reveal to you and I. But many times we're always on the move. We always keep him in the living room and not the bedroom. We keep the promises in our minds, not in our hearts. They just flit by. But once we're able to embrace God's promises, then they're going to generate. The atmosphere we create will generate the revelations. When they sat with him, when Lot gave them time, gave the angels time, they were able to tell him, Lot, this is what we're planning to do. And God is going to speak to us and do many things in our lives once we're able to believe him to the last minute. Our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. Our God is a provider. He's a healer. He's a transformer. He's a life giver. And nothing is impossible with him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you so much, Lord, for the many things you're doing in our time and in our age, Lord. We thank you for who you were and what you mean to us. And I believe many of us seated here, Lord, have those areas and questions in our lives where we are literally cornered. We have questions that you only have answers for. And Father, I lift up such friends and brothers in my hands and everyone and say, Lord, even like Lord, teach us to always embrace you. teach us to discern the atmosphere, the season, and know that God is up to something. He's up to healing. He's up to changing. He's up to restoring. He's up to renewing. He's up to reinvigorating the climate of my home and my family and my finances. Even as weeping may endure for the night, joy will still come in the morning. And even as we embrace the promises of God and hold Him to His word, even as we detain the angels, quote unquote, His promises, He's bound to release and reveal many things. I bless you for your healing. I bless you for your life. I bless you for Northgate. I bless you for everybody here. I thank you for what a family we have in this part of the world. We celebrate and we glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.